This is a story about my most difficult med pass to date. And it was my first med pass because I was a nursing student. This was my second semester of nursing school. I was in my community nursing rotation, and I was assigned to the Goose Creek Correctional Facility in Point McKenzie, Alaska. I had no idea what to expect. I had never been in a prison before. I was kind of excited. I show up all eager at 7 a.m. I'm introduced to my preceptor, who's going to be the nurse who's going to be my preceptor for the next few days. And she's nice, and she knew she was going to have a student, so always a plus. She shows me where to put my stuff. She tells me we don't have time for a tour. Like, we'll get into all that after this 7 a.m. med pass. We gotta get right to it. So she takes me into this room. It's flooded with these men in their yellow jumpsuits. They're all lined up. We go right over to the med cart. She unlocks it. First inmate walks up, slides his laminated ID card across the med cart. She scans it. She's showing me on the computer how to check the orders. And in the drawers where all the meds are, all of that, she gives him his meds. He does the, like, check. And she hands me the scanner. And she's like, all right, I'm going to let you do the second one. I'm like, okay, I got this. So second inmate walks up. Slides his laminated ID card across the med cart. I scan it. I look at his name. I look at him. I look at his name. I look back at him. And I am just frozen. Because I was staring into the eyes of the man who had murdered my cousin's mom. I totally froze. This man beat her to death. He kicked her in the head with his steel-toed boots. He drug her by the hair and shoved her into the trunk of his car and was caught driving down the Glen Highway, led the police on a high-speed chase, and was found with her dead body in the trunk of his car. My cousin was 14 years old when her mom was murdered. We're about the same age. And she had been divorced from my uncle at this point for a few years. And this man that murdered her was her boyfriend of 4 months. And in the 4 months that they were together, she had all of these ER visits. So she was seen in the ER for a concussion, for a broken ankle, from just all kinds of different things. One of the ones that sticks out was a big wound in her hand from grabbing the knife from him when he tried to stab her. And this woman was tough. Like, she had only been to the hospital to deliver her daughter. Like, she was by no means a frequent flyer. So from the outside, like, I'm a young teenager hearing these stories, and it was so obvious to me, like, how she could get out of this. Like, she should really just break up with him and get away from him, and, like, this problem would be solved for her. It was really hard for me to understand why she was staying with this guy. So to add just, like, a little backstory to me standing at this med cart looking at this man, about 7 years after she was murdered and before this moment at this med cart, I was in a relationship with somebody that really hurt me. He punched me, he spit in my face, he poured boiling water on me, he shoved me to the ground with our newborn baby in my arms, and he put a gun to my head. And I didn't leave. I tried to leave, but I couldn't leave. When I would try to leave, he would show up at my door. He would beat down my door. He would crawl through my windows. He was waiting on my street for me when I would leave for work in the morning. Like, I just couldn't escape him. And the only way I can really explain it is staying in this hell with him and just existing was easier than trying to risk my life trying to leave him. So I stayed with him, and we would break up, and it would just be this circle of violence over and over and over, and he would you know, say sorry and transfer large sums of money into my bank account and plan a vacation to Hawaii, and we would go to counseling. We went to a ton of counseling. And the circle of violence just continued. And I was her. And every time I would get back together with him, the story of my cousin's mom just lingered in my mind. Like, I couldn't see past how many similarities there were and all of the parallels. I remember my uncle coming over to see me and my newborn, and he could tell just how bad the situation was, and he knew what was happening. And he said, "Jordan, he's going to kill you. This isn't a matter of if you're going to die. It's a matter of when you're going to die, and you need to leave." And that hit me, because there were so many similarities in between her story and mine, and we were in the same little town, and it was too close to home. So I'm back at this med cart. And I'm looking into the eyes of this man and trying to get my hands to work. And my preceptor is like nudging me like, "Hey, yeah, his meds should be in the top drawer. Like, are you okay?" And I'm like, you guys, this is like 15 minutes into my first clinical. I'm like, is this what nursing is like? Yes, it is what nursing is like. Okay, so I, you know, give myself one of those little nurse pep talks, right? Like, we can do anything for 12 hours. I had to really think, like, okay, I can't screw this up. Like, I've worked so hard to get here. Like, you know, I'm in nursing school. I paid to be here. I deserve to be here. Like, he can't take this from me. So I start doing the things. I'm like, all right, right patient, right medication, right time, right route. Like, I hit them all. I even checked the expiration date of every medication I gave him, because, like, I was not fucking this up. I was like, this is going to be the best med pass he's ever had. So I give him his meds. He takes them. He does the thing. And he says to me, "Are you new here?" Before I could even answer, luckily my preceptor answered for me, and she said, "Oh, this is Nurse Lowe. She is in training." I'm like, "Yeah." And he said, "Okay, I'll see you later, Nurse Lowe." And when he said, "I'll see you later," he meant he was going to see me like an hour later in the line for anybody that needs medication before breakfast. And then he's going to see me in the line for anybody that needs meds before lunch. And then he's going to see me in the 2 o'clock afternoon med pass line. And then he's going to see me in the med line for meds before dinner. 5 times that day. But I did it. But I learned something in that prison, in that med line, that has really just remained true for the rest of my nursing career. And that is that nothing is in our nursing school textbooks, and everything is just on the fly training. No. Well, yes, true. But no, I learned that, you know, we don't get to decide who we take care of. We don't get to pick and choose our patients. We don't get to decide if the person sitting in front of us is worthy of these meds or of our care or of any of that. We don't get to decide it. Has justice been served? Or that's not up to us, right? Like, we just show up and we do the hard things because we are nurses and we are badass. So I did it, right? I gave him meds 5 times that day and 5 times the next day and 5 times the day after that, because I am a badass just like all of you, and I can do hard things. No. But that was still my hardest med pass to date. Thank you.